Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
The Lone Watchman.
A fiery microphone.
With the speed of light, the Lone
Watchman.
Daring and resourceful mask rider of the
airwaves.
Let the fight for law and order. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone
Watchman
rides again.
Just having a little fun, my friends. I hope my blind friend down there in Florida was listening.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, recently a family member deliberately flaunted her atheism and ensuing sins on a well-known social site. She was trying to get something started. The devil is using her. He's working overtime because his time is growing short, and he knows it. What she doesn't realize, because she doesn't know her Bible, is Romans 14:11 says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God." Everyone is going to believe in God, because everyone is going to stand before him one day, very soon. Atheism won't be so much fun then, and it'll be too late. The door is going to slam shut very soon, my friends, and hell isn't where you want to be heading. Revelation 6:8, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with beasts of the earth." Oh my goodness, I think he's in the White House. Revelation 20:14, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." Thank you, Jesus, for our victory. Hallelujah. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends. As Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you. Amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. And as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. I believe one person can make a difference, don't you? So just think what can be done if you partner with us. Please pray about becoming a Signs Radio spiritual sponsor. The need is great. This one man, one woman ministry needs your help. Write Post Office Box 122 today, won't you? God bless you, my friends. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Hebrews chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. "For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation." The word provocation here can translate temptation, as the days of temptation are often days of provocation. To provoke God when he is trying us and letting us see that we entirely depend on him and live our lives depending on him is a provocation with a witness. It is a warning for us to remember the sins of our predecessors and that we should be careful not to commit those sins ourselves. If we are saved ones, we are partakers of Christ, if we hold fast until the end. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, our verse tonight, "While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Hardened hearts, my friends, can do nothing but provoke Almighty God's anger, for the hardened heart is a sinful heart. Again, let me quote Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." So get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For yea, I call unto thee, the people of the earth, saith the Father God. I call unto you to hear my voice and to obey my commands. For I have come, and I have chosen those who are speaking to you. I have given them authority. I have given them wisdom to speak to you. Now reach out unto me before it is too late. Reach out unto me, for you have fallen. Yes, you have fallen, but I say unto you, speak. Speak to me that I might hear and you might be saved.
My word, when it's spoken out of a heart of faith, go out and return void. Even though the devil has tried to water it down. Even though man has tried to water it down. Yea, I can still close the taverns. I can still close the gambling joints. I can still close those that sell the drug. I shall move mightily in these days ahead, saith your Father God.
I pray you are listening tonight with a softened and opened heart. Benjamin, North Dakota, Anton from Indiana, Barry, Bobby, Juanita, and Alex from Missouri have all in the Spirit of the Lord sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. Thank you, my friends. If you are listening by phone to 1-415-655-0846 on Monday nights at exactly 9:30 p.m. Eastern, or on the internet at any time by downloads or podcasting, none of those ways you listen are free, and they need your support. Some have lost jobs, among other hindrances, and can no longer send support. So if you are not regularly a Signs supporter and you can afford to support Signs, will you pray and ask the Lord what He would have you send in to help, and then sit down and write your letter to Post Office Box 122 right away before you forget, and God bless you. I pray, Lord, you will bless each and every sponsor, Lord, all those who help keep every one of your Signs programs on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight with your true truth. Amen and amen. Now, my friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled, Must the Lord Send a Worm? Now, the prophecy news behind the news with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Obama and his plans for tyranny. Be warned. Obama and his Hate America destruction team have always needed crises to crush freedom after freedom, and I've warned you about that for many years. Remember years back in his first term run for president, the Obama described our Constitution as problematic and outdated while attacking our very star-spangled banner as too warlike and bloody? Maybe some of you don't remember that, but I certainly do. That's my star-spangled banner. That's my America he was degrading. Our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Christian values are simply in Obama's way, while those who stand for our Constitution and worship the God of the Holy Bible are seen in the Obama administration as emerging domestic terrorists and anti-government. Continuing. The homosexual activist group Southern Poverty Law Center has attempted to infiltrate the public school systems in America with their newly designed entry-level diversity program called Mix It Up Day. The goal of Mix It Up Day is to force the acceptance of homosexuality in America's public schools, even at elementary and junior high levels. Dan Savage, founder of It Gets Better Project, made a visit to Winona State University at the request of that administration. Savage told the students, "Every dead gay kid is a victory for the Family Research Council." Tony Perkins sits on a pile of dead gay kids every day when he goes to work. Now, my friends, are you starting to understand why homosexuality was considered a mental illness until 1973? Savage also charges all Christians with hatred. My. Sounds like the hatred's on the other foot, doesn't it? continuing. When it comes to vaccines, you have to wonder about a few common sense things. Number one, shots are now given in multiple doses at once. Why don't they separate vaccine shots so the child only receives one at a time? Would that not be safer? Of course it would. Number two, why don't they take the mercury, aluminum, MSG, and formaldehyde out of those shots? Would that not be safer? Of course it would. In just the last 2 decades, multi-vaccine shots have killed up to 145,000 children. According to data compiled from the government's Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS, as many as 145,000 children or more have died throughout the past 20 years as a result of this multiple vaccine dose approach, and very few parents are aware of this shocking fact. Continuing. New study accidentally exposes chemotherapy as fraud. Surprise! Tumors grow faster after chemo. A team of researchers from Washington State had a giant oops moment recently when it accidentally uncovered the deadly truth about chemotherapy. While investigating why prostate cancer cells are so difficult to eradicate using conventional treatment methods. As it turns out, chemotherapy does not actually treat or cure cancer at all, according to this study's findings anyway, but rather fuels the growth and spread of cancer cells, making them much harder to stamp out once chemotherapy has already been initiated. You might call it the smoking gun that proves once and for all the complete fraud of the conventional cancer industry. Continuing. North Korea sat for new nuclear rocket tests aimed at striking the United States. North Korea, in defiance of UN punishment, made clear that its long-range rockets are designed to carry not only satellites but also warheads aimed at striking the United States. While experts say North Korea doesn't have the capability to hit the U.S. with its missiles, recent tests and rhetoric indicate the country is feverishly working toward that goal. Continuing. Surprise! Toxic gene hiding in GM crops. I told you! Do you believe me now? Continuing. A virus gene that could be poisonous to humans has been missed when GM food crops had been addressed for safety. GM crops such as corn and soya, which are being grown around the world for both human and farm animal consumption, include that gene. A new study by the EU's official food watchdog, the European Food Safety Authority, has revealed that the international approval process for GM crops failed to identify that gene. Watchman comment, surprise! No, not really. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has for years warned about the dangers of eating GM foods. Do you believe me now? My, oh my. What can I do to tell you and warn you about this stuff that you'll listen? Continuing. U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama. I haven't said that in a while, announced 23 largely useless executive orders he said were designed to curb illegal gun violence in the United States. The announcement angered Second Amendment advocates and likely sets Democrats up for a major public opinion defeat. But in all the commotion, one revealing aspect of the speech, the belief that daily chaos and tragedy can be conquered by human intellect and government power, went unnoticed and unchallenged. On its face, it was a pretty innocent utterance. But what would it mean in practice? In reality, we exchange security daily for simple convenience. Something that would tie us up and gag us up, and before we know it, all the freedoms are gone with the wind, and the Americans will be bound by freedom, stripping unconstitutional laws. Don't believe me? You will soon. Get ready, the last days are not coming. They're already here. Continuing. The divine right of Nobama. Nobama, who believes he can overrule the Second Amendment by what amounts to be an imperial fiat, Nobama, who endorsed Attorney General Eric Holder before, during and after Holder's criminality regarding Operation Fast and Furious, Nobama, whose nationalization of the nation's health held down the Interstate Commerce Clause and beat the justice out of it. Nobama, who brazenly lied and still lies to the country about the Benghazi Libya massacre, literally swore to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States on an actual stack of Bibles. The arrogance to do so with a straight face of Nobama, despite it being an affront to this nation, his office, and Almighty God, sets the bar at a whole new level. My. Continuing. Gun control out of control. Missouri lawmakers say parents will have to notify school of gun ownership in 30 days or face fines. In this legislation, you will have to notify the school administrators of the district in Missouri you wish your child to attend that you own a gun. Failure to comply, even if your child attends a charter or private school, results in a $100 fine. And because putting a price on violence always works, if your child does use a gun resulting in injury or death that you own and fail to notify the school about, you face a $1,000 fine or other penalties authorized by law. Lawmakers all across the country will see dollar signs, and this absurd legislation is nothing more than an incentive of making money if someone fails to comply. Watchman comment. Aha! How many times have I said it's all about making money, don't you know? Vaccines, anyone? What will they come up with next? A vaccine against the disease of owning a gun? Boy, oh boy. What absurd unreality. Continuing. Nobama closing air defense system on USA-Mexico border. Texas and America vulnerable to attack from low-altitude missiles and aircraft. Back on January 17, 2013, Excellus Systems Corporation sent out an email to all of its employees informing them that on March 15th of 2013, all TARS air defense mission operations will permanently cease. Those TARS air defense sites were under the control of the United States Air Force. TARS, T-A-R-S, provides a detection monitoring capability along the United States-Mexico border and the Florida Straits and a portion of the Caribbean in support of the Department of Defense counter-drug program. My, oh my. Continuing. If someone were to ask you for an example of a totalitarian society, how would you respond? What would you say? Most Americans would probably think of horribly representative regimes such as the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, Communist China, East Germany, or North Korea. But the truth is, there is one society that has far more rules and regulations than any of those societies ever dreamed of having. In the United States today, our lives are governed by literally millions of laws, rules, and regulations that govern even the smallest details of our lives. And more laws, rules, and regulations are constantly being added. What was that about a totalitarian society? Oh my! Continuing. Women to be screened for signs of abuse by primary care doctors, referred for psychiatric evaluation, home visits, government mentoring program. My. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, USPSTF, they love those letters, now strongly recommends that women who show no clear indicators of physical or sexual abuse should be screened for intimate partner violence, IPV, while visiting their doctor. The ultimate irony is that many of these unfortunate folks will be treated by the field of psychiatry, which is on record as the most abusive profession in the history of mankind. The recommendation was posted in the Journal Annals of Internal Medicine. My, oh my. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now, especially about doctors and hospitals? They're becoming a Nazi type of American snitcher. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Must the Lord Send a Worm? My dear listening friends, Signs has only a few supporters, and I constantly struggle to pay for programming. So, If you have not yet sent in help to keep Signs on the Air, and you listen, and you're being fed, and you are able to send support, please pray about it and ask God how much He would have you send, and then respond accordingly by sending your check or money order or cash if you wish to remain anonymous, and you can leave your return address off the envelope. Then pray over it. God is able to get it through. Amen. But be assured, and like others, I do not send out mail asking for money. I just let you know on this program because that's what God has told me to do. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O Box 1-2-2. The town is Lisle, and spell Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, state, abbreviate that, N-Y for New York, zip 13797. I will look forward to seeing your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week after you prayed and after you sent it. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to Yahweh. And if you are supporting Wednesdays, don't forget to say that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Must the Lord Send a Worm? Jonah chapter 4, verses 6 through 11. And the Lord prepared a gourd and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. But the Lord prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did arise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, Is it better for me to die than to live? And God said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I will do well to be angry, even unto death. Jonah chapter 6, verse 10, Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither made it grow, which came up at night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? My dear listening friends, that's one of the harder ones to read in the King James Version. But let me talk to you about it. When Jonah left Nineveh and set up his shelter, waiting to see what Yahweh would do, he was not expecting another object lesson like that big old whale. Nope, but he needed one. The Lord caused a plant to grow up under which Jonah could sit in the shade awaiting the fireworks Jonah had hoped would take place because of what he had delivered to Nineveh from the Lord. Perhaps Jonah was thinking, Wow, this is great. A cool plant for shade. The Lord is hearing me now. But then Yahweh sent a worm, which destroyed the very plant that he had given for Jonah's comfort. For Jonah had not grown the plant or done anything to make it grow. It was God's doing. And as the sun arose and the heat of the day bore down on Jonah, Jonah found himself more miserable than ever in that hot sun. What a roller coaster ride for a man who has already been through such extremes. Running away on a ship, thinking he can outsmart God. Thrown into a stormy ocean, eaten by a fish, rescued from near death. One day, Jonah's ecstatic, thinking he's out of God's reach. The next, he's fish food. Now, because of the plant God provided, thinking that maybe he was hearing from God again. Then, the next day, as the plant was destroyed, wishing that he was dead. Now, the Lord says to Jonah, Why are you so concerned about the plant? Yahweh really wants Jonah to realize his selfishness. The plant gave Jonah shade. It made him feel better. How can he fail to understand God's concern for an entire city? My dear listening friends, did God get his point across to Jonah? Sure, and he will get his point across to you and I as well. What will it take for you to realize your selfishness? How many difficulties will God lovingly, yes, I said lovingly, how many difficulties will God put you through to help you stop putting yourself, your interests, your desires, your comfort first before God and others. How and when will you come to care even for your enemies the way Yeshua, Jesus, did? The signs were there before, and they're there in the last days. Signs are here today. Are you ready? If not, you had better get ready, for the time is short. So, get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. Before that worm eats your comfort zone. Amen and amen. We don't want that, do we? Get ready. The kingdom of God is upon you. Glory to God. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached all their call in a church service.
Good evening, fine listeners. This is Brother Carlos from Florida. Signs listeners, give your life over to Jesus. We are headed for a disastrous time, and we need to know who our Maker is and give our hearts and lives fully over to Him. Maranatha, brothers and sisters, and remember, Jesus is the only way.
My dear listening friends, radio station bills for February are now coming in, and oh dear, March radio bills will follow soon after. My, it just never stops, folks. I don't know what to tell you. That's why I have to keep talking about it. And support has slowed some because some have lost their jobs and can no longer give, and I and Sharon understand that. But if you still have your job and you can give, or you can give because you are able to give, please pray. And if you would, tune in this coming Wednesday night while that Wednesday night 5070 program is still on the air. The first two Wednesdays were covered by a brother in Michigan, but the last two still need support. Tune in at frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern Wednesday nights. You calculate your time zone. Now, here is the address to write again. SIGNS, Box 122, LISLENY 13797. Here are two letters from folks who did write to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. A listener in Virginia wrote just a few lines to say hello. Keep me in your prayers for a good place to live with cheap rent. Bless you, my dear sister. May the Lord hear your cry of your heart and provide for you a nice place you can afford. I pray, let it be done. And another letter from Virginia. Just a few lines to say hello. Keep me and my wife in your prayers. We need your prayers. My dear brother, I certainly will continually pray for both of you, for you are a blessing. Amen and amen. I pray that your needs be met by the Lord. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough to write it down or even dial it as I say it. Do you have either your phone in your hand or your pen and paper? Here it comes, very slowly, one time. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, and for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio as we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air. He is coming soon. Are you ready? Signs listeners are the best, and we love to hear from you. Always remember, Signs Radio cannot be on the air without your support, as this program is listener-supported. Sharon and I cannot support all the programs that we do. It would be too much for us, and we'd have to go off the air. Remember, though, even if you can't give, and some of you cannot, we understand that you are loved. All of you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.